This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm copying. Taliban special forces in camouflage fired the weapons into the air, and bringing an abrupt and frightening end to the latest protest march in capital by Afghan women demanding that they wanted more freedoms. In addition, the Women's March on Saturday is the second in as many days in Kabul, beginning at the capital by Afghan women demanding equal rights from the new rulers. The Women's March Saturday, the second in as many days in Kabul, began peacefully. Demonstrators laid a wreath outside Afghanistan's defense ministry to honor the former Afghan army personnel who died fighting the Taliban before marching on to the presidential palace. Also on Saturday, the chief of Pakistan's powerful intelligence agency, which has an outsized influence on the Taliban, made a surprise visit to Kabul. And Pakistan, a suicide bomber detonated his explosives on Sunday near a security checkpoint in the rest of southwestern Pakistan, killing at least three people and paramilitary troops wounding 15 others, according to police. A senior police officer said the attacker had walked toward the checkpoint manned by the paramilitary Frontier Corps on Quetta and some 25 kilometers south. And he said some body parts were found at a distance from the security post afterwards. This is VOA News.